Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joe Person, athletic, badass. I got to ask you a question, seriously. So my team's the Steelers, right? And your team's the Panthers. And I just want to know who sucks worse right now.
Well, based on that game of 5 weeks ago in Pittsburgh, I'd still give the Steelers the upper hand. You know, interestingly, that game, you'll remember that Thursday night game, Steelers just kicked that ass. And from that point on, the Panthers have just not been themselves. They haven't won since that night. Five in a row. They've gone from 6-2 to 6-7. And, you know, what once looked like a promising season, and now we're asking questions about Ron Rivera and Marty Herney's futures.
So is Cam Newton playing injured right now?
Yes, no question about it. He is, if you watch this team at all, or even if even just kind of picking up on them bits and pieces, I mean, he's got to tap out and have the backup quarterback come in and throw the Hail Mary pass each of the last 2 weeks. And it's not just that. I mean, that North Turner has kind of had to shrink the playbook and shrink the field to have passes that Cam can complete. A lot of them are underneath checkdowns to Christian McCaffrey, which, by the way, is not a bad play. But it's really it's kind of sad to see. I mean, I know you're a fan of Cam Newton. You have been from day one.
Love him.
That was such a strength of his game, Scott. Just the deep passes, the huge arm, and now, you know, like I said, he can't get it, you know, 50 yards downfield with a Hail Mary.
What is it, a labrum?
He had a. I'm assuming it's what he had in 16, and that was a rotator cuff. And he, you know, it's kind of mixed reports. There's some people behind the scenes around the team. They're saying that they don't think he's going to need surgery. Cam last week, I asked him at his weekly press conference, point blank, did he need it? Is he going to need it to get fixed again? And he kind of sort of had a tongue-in-cheek response. He, you know, said, like, well, I got, among other things, I need to get fixed. But whatever the case, I mean, he's not right. I mean, if this team were already eliminated, I think Ron Rivera would strongly consider sitting him down. But because the rest of these teams in the NFC are kind of, you know, at least for that last wild card spot, are just kind of kicking it around, I think Rivera is going to keep running Cam out there.
So when you watched them lose to the Browns, what did you think of Cleveland?
You know what? I thought Baker Mayfield was impressive. I mean, I know I'm not like, saying something different that everyone else hadn't said. But to watch his arm strength in person, it was not to keep harping on the Cam thing, but it was kind of like watching Cam when he broke into the league. The throw that was most impressive to me is he kind of gets flushed out of the pocket. He rolls to his left, just sort of sets his feet, and then throws a 51-yard BB down to Jarvis Landry, who was well covered. I mean, Eric Reed was kind of right there in his breadbasket, and Baker just threw it. I mean, 51 yards on a rope. And that was the difference in that game. The Browns had a handful of real big chunk plays, and the Panthers were having to kind of dink and dunk it and go methodically down the field. And that explosive play is missing in the Panthers' offense, and then defensively they're giving up too many of them.
Joe Person, athletic, our good friend down covering the Panthers in Charlotte. Do you think that they're going to, you know, choke out and miss the playoffs?
I mean, it sure looks like it, man. The schedule is not set up favorably. I mean, like I said, they've lost five in a row. They haven't played the Saints yet. They now get the Saints two out of the last 3 weeks of the season, sandwiched between a home game against Atlanta, which they should win. But hell, I mean, they should have won a bunch of these games the last month. I mean, they kind of blew it in Detroit. Rivera went for two instead of playing for overtime. Cam didn't get the throw in the end zone. They let Russell Wilson do Russell Wilson things in the fourth quarter here in Charlotte. They blew it, as you were talking about, in Cleveland. Now, all these games have been down, you know, like one possession games, and you know, they just feel snake bit. I think it's a confidence thing. It just looks like a team that is expecting to lose these games when they go down to the wire. So, no, I mean, I think a playoff berth, they would certainly will have earned it, because, like I said, they get New Orleans at home on Monday night next week, and then they go to the Dome week 17. So, you know, it's there for them, but the way they played, I don't see how anyone could pick them.
So they play them twice in the remaining 3 weeks?
They do.
Oh,
they
God.
Do. Hey, remember, too, Scotty, this is a team that three times last year beat the Panthers. They swept them in the regular season, then they beat them in the wild card round. And so, you know, I mean, the Panthers have a lot to play for. I mean, by all rights, they should be out of the playoff picture. But as I said, the Eagles and Redskins and, you know, Vikings playing tonight, so we'll see. But just kind of kicking things around and kind of keeping the door just barely cracked for Ron Rivera and company.
So what, they got rid of everyone on the defensive side coaching-wise and Rivera's calling plays now?
Pretty much. I mean, he took over 2 weeks ago for Eric Washington, who was the first-year coordinator. You know, they've had what you'd have to call like a brain drain in this organization. And, it's good for Ron Rivera's coaching tree when you have Sean McDermott and Steve Wilks leave and go get head coaching jobs, but it's bad for the guys left behind. I think Eric Washington, I know he's a well-respected defensive line coach, and he may, in fact, one day be a successful defensive coordinator. You know, he kind of was the scapegoat in this, and Rivera takes over the defensive play calling. You know, they're 0-2 since that happened, so it's not like that's made a lot of difference. What would really help is if guys like Julius Peppers and Mario Addison and Kawan Short will get a little more pressure on the quarterbacks, which has kind of been a continuing theme in Charlotte all year.
So are you surprised at all at how incredible McCaffrey's become as a NFL star? I mean, this guy, he's a little guy, and I mean, no offense, but he's a little teeny white dude, and he's just lighting up everyone. I mean, he is really just embarrassing people. He is so talented. He's their best player on the team.
Yeah, he is. He is. You know, we got a glimpse of it last year. I mean, heck, I think he caught like 80 passes. So it wasn't a big shot. We are seeing, you know, a few more explosive plays. I mentioned they didn't really have any against Cleveland yesterday. But McCaffrey has kind of gotten loose more so than we saw his rookie year, both in the run game and the receiving game. So, yeah, he's been special. I mean, he's kind of kept them in a lot of these games in recent weeks, and they just got to find a way to get over the hump.
So, Joe Person Athletic, lastly, let me say this. So I'm done betting on the Steelers. I'm done betting on the Panthers. I bet on the Raiders yesterday getting 11, but, I mean, I'm done picking the Steelers to win games. And I'm done with the Panthers, too, because I had them yesterday -1, and they let me down. So I'm done with both of them. I just wanted to tell you that and wish you Merry Christmas.
Same to you. I appreciate you having me on, and happy holidays.
All right, Joe. I'll check you out soon, brother.
All right. Thanks, bud.
All right, there he is, Joe Person Athletic, covering the Panthers down in Charlotte for the Athletic. Of course, as I mentioned, it's for all to mention. This is CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.